the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. A week from today, Election Day, and the presidential candidates have some high-profile appearances. Donald Trump at a roundtable in Pennsylvania was asked about the controversy over remarks made at his Madison Square Garden rally, a comedian calling Puerto Rico an island of garbage.
No president's done more for Puerto Rico than I have, so thank you. That's really nice of you to say. Appreciate it. Thank you, Mayor.
Earlier, he spoke to supporters at Mar-a-Lago. Reporter Libby Cathy has that.
Towards the end of his 54-minute remarks, we heard what we think the purpose of having this press availability was, to serve as a pre-rebuttal to Vice President Kamala Harris's speech at the Ellipse tonight. He said that Harris is unfit for the presidency. His quote, he said that her campaign is one of hatred and division. He said, meanwhile, he is painting a broad coalition.
Reporter Aaron Navarro has more on Kamala Harris's closing argument.
We know that a contrast between her vision for the future of the country and Trump's will be a big part of the speech. You will hear her say the phrase, turn the page, a lot. And that's her referencing kind of Trump's general time and decade in the political spotlight. We also know her campaign said today that she will be focused on her agenda on the economy, noting what she would do to lower costs as well as abortion rights.
Pennsylvania wraps up early voting today. Across the country, voters are trying to beat the expected crowds on Election Day. Reporter Matt Bigler in San Jose.
County registrars and the U.S. Post Office are both asking that voters get their ballots in the mail sooner rather than later. That way, there's plenty of time to process them before Election Day.
If everyone decides to do it last minute, then it's more work for us to handle on Election Day.
Michael Borja with the Santa Clara County Registrar's Office says as long as ballots are postmarked on or before Election Day, they will be counted. Stephanie Lovell voted early and dropped her ballot off.
No lines, just dropped it off in the box and headed on with the rest of my day.
Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Jose, California.
At the UN Security Council today, some strong words from the U.S. ambassador after Israel voted to bar the UN relief agency for Palestinians.
The United States has made clear to Prime Minister Netanyahu that 1 year into this conflict, Israel must address the catastrophic humanitarian crisis in Gaza.
The UN Secretary General said preventing the agency from doing its work could have devastating consequences. The Pentagon's Inspector General said today Boeing has overcharged the Air Force for spare parts on transport planes, including marking up the price of soap dispensers by nearly 8,000%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust Febreze Carvan Clips, featuring three distinct intensity settings. Because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with Febreze Car, I know my car's going to smell amazing. Mm-hmm. Which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up, Oscar! La, 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 la.
Hi, everyone. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, listen up, because you could be entitled to significant compensation. We have legal professionals standing by right now to take your call, and they'll tell you if you qualify for a cash settlement. Call 800-570-0200. That's 800-570-0200. Call now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Seeking company for the winter months, reporter Stacy Lynn.
It's time to get your cold weather boo.
Cuffing season is upon us.
Logan Urey is the director of relationship science at Hinge.
During the summer, a lot of people are traveling and they're really busy, and then they realize, oh, winter is coming and I want to lock down that person for those cold winter months.
Which means singles are likely ditching the situationships of summer and leaning more into serious relationships. That's why cuffing season is trending on social media.
Welcome to cuffing season. We are in draft mode.
Some aren't on board, though.
I will be forced to watch couples' costumes and then matching pajamas on Christmas.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Hurricane Helene caused massive destruction in several states. In Pinellas County, Florida, the amount of sand that was displaced on beaches is more than 300 Olympic-sized pools. One official calls it a landscape-changing event. I'm Cammie McCormick, CBS.
WRJN Weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a little breezy, and mild. Lows only drop to the mid-60s. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, couple of showers in the afternoon, highs to the upper 70s and windy. Showers and storms for Wednesday night, colder Thursday. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Hits on WRJN. Hey there, just after six, I'm Chris Morrow. What is this, the middle of July? No, we are toward the end of October, and still it's 78 degrees at Radio Park. I love today more than I loved yesterday. Beautiful outside tonight.
Dreams come true. to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits. Chris Morrow, looking forward to more Paul Harvey tomorrow. 7:25 with Don Rosen, 12:05 with Cindy Huber. It's the rest of the story on WRJN.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all. My lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Kodachrome, give us those nice bright colors. Give us the greens of summers. Makes you think all. Everything looks worse in black and white. We'll be right back.
searching. I find that I can choose. I'm free. Oh, yeah. So funny, I just have a laugh. All my trouble been torn in half. I've been lonely too long.
I've been lonely too long. WRJN for 97 years. Your home for local news and timeless hits and high school football. Dick Graceffa is back on Friday. The Case Eagles move forward in the WIAA playoffs when they beat Oconomowoc last Friday. Tonight, or I should say this week, not tonight, don't get scared. Friday night, they go out to Maguanago in the second round of the playoffs. Pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock with our very own Dick Graceffa. Case Eagles football. High school playoffs, Friday night on WRJN.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on. Like this, elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die concert series welcome Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall. Pure Soul Presents is a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul, the music that defined a generation.
So good! So good!
Pure Soul Presents proves that rhythm and romance never go out of style. Tickets for Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture, but billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture. They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Brothers, WRJN, local news, timeless hits, a beautiful Tuesday night. Temperatures still in the middle 70s here at Radio Park. We're going to be in the 70s again tomorrow. Cools off by Friday, though.
Baby loves me, yes, yes, she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Said she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. Hey, she got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
hey, Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Well, no mama, girl, I can't stay long. Catch up on them. You know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing. Hey. All right. Ain't got no right, no, no, you don't. Oughta be so exciting. Won't need bright lights, no, no, we won't.
local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Timeless hits. It's WRJN. It's Tuesday night. Looking forward to taking a trip to Green Bay next month. Herman's Hermits are going to be at the Meyer Theater in downtown Green Bay. They make a trip up there maybe every 18 months or so. Always fun to see the band again. Of course, Peter Noon still fronting it. Herman's Hermits. Closest they get to us is Green Bay.
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, I get a feeling that's ooh-wee. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one I love. You're the one I love. When I feel you put your arms around,
over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing.
Your home for local news. Now Racine's Timeless Hits 2 on WRJN.
Until happiness is just an illusion.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Stop.
For the local news and the timeless hits, we put them both together and call it WRJN. Glad you're here Tuesday night. Looking forward to some great music coming to town over the next several weeks. We're lucky to have a place like Festival Park and Memorial Hall right here in Racine. You have a chance to win tickets to Pure Soul. That's going to be at Memorial Hall on Friday, November 8th. Don Rosen has tickets tomorrow morning. And all this week to give away. It's a night of rhythm and romance as they feature the Motowns from the 60s and the 70s soul. It's all at Memorial Hall. And then a couple of weeks down the road, an incredible Fleetwood Mac tribute show. That's on Friday, November 22nd, also at Memorial Hall. We'll have tickets for that. Not this week, but next. You can get all the ticket information online. Go to festivalpark.com, look up events, and you can buy tickets there, too.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up. Went to bed early, and Christmas morning, my wife said, "Let's never do that again."
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Cripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by WRJN and Civic Media, he'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Cruising through Tuesday night. Beautiful night out there again. Still 74 here at Radio Park. We decided to sleep with the windows open last night, and it was about 2 in the morning when the winds kicked in. It sounded like a blizzard outside the window. It was warming up steadily throughout the night, but man, it kept me up from like 2 until 5 with the howling wind. I was too lazy to close the window. But kind of fun at the end of October to be doing that, right? Going to be in the mid-70s tomorrow. On WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits, and of course CBS News coming up at 7 o'clock. Get you updated on what's happening around the world and follow the election at 7.
Made your words sound so sweet, knowing that you love. and the lonely cry fades in the air.
The CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. A week from today, Election Day, and the presidential candidates have some high-profile appearances. Donald Trump at a roundtable in Pennsylvania was asked about the controversy over remarks made at his Madison Square Garden rally, a comedian calling Puerto Rico an island of garbage.
No president's done more for Puerto Rico than I have, so thank you. That's really nice of you to say. Appreciate it. Thank you, Mayor.
Earlier, he spoke to supporters at Mar-a-Lago. Reporter Libby Cathy has that.
Towards the end of his 54-minute remarks, we heard what we think the purpose of having this press availability was, to serve as a pre-rebuttal to Vice President Kamala Harris's speech at the Ellipse tonight. He said that Harris is un-